Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and I'm really excited to be back with you after the last 2 weeks of not having much of a voice. And then last week I was talking like I had marbles in my mouth with an abscess too. So I'm excited to not only be back with you, but to bring you an amazing guest as well. So this time of year with all the hubbub and preparations and busyness and getting ready for the holidays, whatever holiday you celebrate, we get lots of stress from having to be at parties and get our house ready and the decorations and the presents and the, we forget to breathe. And wouldn't it be nice if we could stress less? So tonight, I am excited to bring you an amazing woman who has just released an awesome program called Stress Less. And let me tell you a little bit about this amazing woman. Miss Lynette Patterson is a life strategist. She is a health coach, a certified health coach. She is an author of a program called Unlock Your Metabolism. She's a host of Healing with Experts. She is a certified practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming. She is also a certified hypnotist. And all of this she does because she has a passion to help people have their best health, to live their best lives. And I am so excited to share her with you. She's also a co-founder of Saving Superwoman. So as we're particularly the women listeners in my audience who are struggling to balance everything and enjoy life in the process, Saving Superwoman is a great resource for you. Tonight, though, we are going to focus on how to stress less and make things easier and enjoy life more. Thank you so much for being with us in this busy time of year. Welcome, Miss Lynette.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here, as always. It's so much fun being part of Brain Bonanza or Brain Booster Club or Saving Superwoman, whichever of those fabulous programs that you're providing. I'm always wanting to be there because I know they're going to be terrific. So thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Well, let's jump in with this idea about stress, because a little stress is a good thing. It keeps us motivated and keeps us moving. But how do we know when we have too much stress?
Well, you know, I think that that is becoming more and more difficult to define because we live in such a culture where stress is so constant. And yes, you said it. Stress was given to us. Stress is a gift. Worry is a gift if we use it appropriately. You know, we need to be able to know when danger is approaching. We need to be able to be forewarned when, you know, we have that thing in our stomach that's trying to tell us something. We need to listen. So the stress and the worry is actually supposed to be a good thing. But that has multiplied by a bazillion times in our life today when everything is a worry and everything is a stressor and we're eating less nutritionally healthy food so our brain isn't working as well, which then makes our mind not work as well as our body is breaking down. And then we have pollutions and we have chemicals and we have all of these assaults to our systems which make these stresses, whether they're internal stresses or external stresses, even more multiplied. You know, did you know that they've been, you know, studying stress now for years and years and years, but they're now seeing that fully 95% of all illnesses are either caused by or worsened by stress. And there is a huge laundry list of symptoms and illnesses and diseases that are directly attributed to stress. 95%. Isn't that crazy? So being
wow.
able to, yeah,
it's
wow,
it,
yeah. I mean, it really is. So if our body is all connected, you know, one of the really cool things about our body is if we heal one system, then we heal all of the systems. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to fix this person's heart without doing the things that are necessary that then heals that person's entire body, including their brain, which then controls the mind, and that allows us to process our emotions and all the things going on in our life. So by being able to understand how to address stress, then we're effectively addressing the 95% of illnesses that it contributes to or causes. So would you like for me to go through some of the lists? For people who know that stress is bad for you and are thinking, okay, yeah, maybe some heart attack or some ulcers, those seem to be the ones that most people think about when you think about stress. But do you want to go through some of those to kind of get an idea of the breadth of it?
Well, maybe some of the less obvious, because I think, yeah, people do hear those other things that are, oh, yeah, that's long-term and that's later and when I'm older and the obvious that we hear about. You know, I was surprised that it's as high as 95% because I had heard that it was high. The number that I'd read, of course, has been maybe a year ago now, but wasn't quite as strong in terms of illness connected to stress. But it's mm-hmm. like running your body with your foot on the accelerator and the brake at the same time. If you're constantly operating in that high stress state. So, yeah, let's start with that. What are some of the costs or the challenges that our body faces when we are in that high state of stress and threat?
Well, I'm going to start with one that I know the women on the call are going to be really, really interested in, and that is wrinkles. Stress is directly attributed to the wrinkles that we have on our face. So whether you can hear anything else that I say after that word, know that by continuing to be stressed and allowing your worries to overtake you, it shows up on your face. So that's one of the less obvious things that people know about. Of course, that's not a disease unless you look in the mirror and have a heart attack. That can be the contributing factor to that. But that's one of the things. Now, another thing, and you know this very well, but a lot of people may not know, is that new research is showing that it can shrink and age your brain. You know, our brain's pretty darn important. You know, it's kind of one of those most important things in our body, but by being continuously stressed, we're shrinking it and we're making it older than what it is, you know, by the number of years that you've been on this earth. Some other things that it does is it slows your digestion. You know, we hear about stomach troubles, but one of the reasons it does it is because it slows down your digestion. Digestion seems to be one of the things that your body thinks doesn't have to be, it's not as important as making your heart beat, making, you know, their breath come in and out of your lungs. So it slows that down. And it leaves the food that's in there to stagnate. It stagnates. And then bacteria flourishes. And that's, you know, air freshener, hello. And it leads to a thing called leaky gut syndrome, which a lot of people have leaky gut syndrome and they don't know it. They think that they have all these other types of ills because once all this yuck that needs to be in your toilet ends up inside of your body, then that causes a great big huge problem. It also, you hear about increasing your cortisol level, and what that does is when your cortisol level is higher, it's as if your body's being told to store fat. So if you're gaining weight or you're having trouble losing weight, a lot of times it's because of the stress-related cortisol, which is instructing your body to save up the fat for the big emergency that's coming. It kills the brain cells in your hippocampus. I didn't say that right. Help me, brain.
You're right. It's hippocampus.
Did I say it right? I said it and it just completely didn't sound right.
And you knew it. You went, no. But yeah, and that's the one when I
Hippo.
Do my seminars on memory, talking about that when you create memory, you are actually growing cells in your hippocampus. And when you're under stress, you kill them. And it actually creates problems in your ability to create new memories.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then another part of your life that it kills as well is your sex life. You know, in, for the women and the men, maybe, that said, well, who cares? Well, guess what? Your sex life is being killed by your stress. That's why you don't care. So being able to enjoy one of life's pleasures, one of the, you know, sex is now being related to as important to us as sleep, because it gives the same types of rest signals to your body as actual sleep does. So being able to make love and have sex is an important part of not only building a close relationship, but it's an important part of just your body's function. So a lot of people don't recognize how stress can wreck your sex life and then the actual effects on that. Then we've got more brain stuff, increased inflammation. It's linked to depression, bipolar disease, autism, schizophrenia, and Alzheimer's, which I think is a pretty scary word for a lot of people. It increases your depression and anxiety. It also lowers the amount of growth hormone in your system. And when you have a deficiency of your growth hormone, it actually reduces your muscle mass and your strength. So here you go. You're all stressed out. Your fat cells are gaining weight because your cortisol is instructing them to store fat. But then your growth hormone is decreasing, so your muscle mass and your strength and your those types of things are decreasing. So, yeah, no wonder we're such a heavy society when you look at the amount of stress versus or equal to the amount of weight that people are dealing with in their lives. Gosh, triglycerides, you know, the cholesterols, it messes all of those things up. It messes with our thyroid function. A lot of people, which again contributes to weight, and we don't realize that it's the overload of stress, which is really messing with our hormones, that's creating all these different problems. It causes jaw issues and headaches. So you're grinding your teeth or you're clenching your jaw. So then you start having the TMJ type of issues, which then contribute to headaches and neck pain that then contribute to lack of exercise, which then contribute to more weight, which end up depression and anxiety. Skin problems. Stress can create skin problems as well. So those are, there's a huge list. I was trying to go through them real quick to see some of the ones that people may not be familiar with. Oh, immune system. Stress lowers your immune system, making you more susceptible to colds and other viruses that, you know, are all around us. And it lowers our white blood counts, so we can't fight those as well. So, there you go. That's a pretty good laundry list to not even have gone through half of the laundry list.
Yeah, there you go. And recognizing that sometimes we begin to accept functioning at a higher level of stress as normal. There's something called allostatic load, and there's an optimal level of stress, as I mentioned at the beginning. And so if we have a situation where we're feeling that we're under stress or threat, then our body kicks into that fight, flight, freeze kind of mode. It's designed to do that for a very short period of time, like 30 seconds or less. And then our system has checks and balances to bring it back down to its normal resting state. Well, that's fine if we're being chased by tigers once in a while, like maybe, you know, 100 years ago chased by a bear, but now there's so many things in our lives that we react to like they're tigers and bears, and before we can even start to come down from one, we've got another stress. We've got a boss in our office. We got school calling about our kids. We've got a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment, and one of the kids is sick, and we've got bills, and we get edited. So we're constantly at this higher state. Well, it's like operating your car in overdrive all the time. We pay a price for that. And we begin to accept that higher stress state is our new normal. So for some people who are listening may think, oh, I'm not that stressed. I used to say that years ago. and then I changed jobs and I went, oh, wow. I was more stressed than I thought. And for me, I think that was part of the challenge in getting pregnant in my fertility issues too, because I had unexplained subfertility. Okay, what's that mean? But I think realizing that if we don't think we're stressed, it's still worth thinking about how can we look at our lives and see what are we doing that keeps us in a calmer state, a more relaxed state, more focused state in terms of our emotions, in terms of our ability to think and reason and problem solve, and to breathe, because when we're under stress, we either pant or we hold our breath. Mm-hmm. And so we're not getting enough oxygen into our system, which impacts practically every system in the body. So at least becoming aware of, okay, so what can I do? Or if, you know, I'm thinking I'm going pretty well, I would bet that people will get something new out of listening. I know I did when I looked at your new Stress Less program. And let's talk a little bit about that worry process that I mentioned in the show notes, because, you know, what you put your attention on grows stronger in your life, or you get more of it. And so when you tell people, oh, don't worry, it'll be okay, don't worry, well, the brain skips not anyway. And as soon as you are saying don't worry, all you're thinking about is worry, 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 worry. Oh, my gosh, I'm not supposed to worry, but I'm worried.
Uh-huh.
So, and that creates stress.
Yeah.
So,
what
is it that you've discovered that helps people who worry?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I wanted to interject there for a second because you're talking about, you know, not to worry, not to worry, not to worry. So we're worried that we're worrying. and then, you know, I kind of laugh and I say, oh, we enlightened ones, you know, the ones who have done a lot of work around, you know, the law of attraction and all of those things. Then we increase this worry because we know that what we think about, you know, is created in our life. And so if we worry, we're creating more worry. And then we worry that we're, you know, messing up our law of attraction, you know, that all of our vibes are getting unvibed. And so that just this really kind of, you know, when you think about it like that, it's just kind of chuckling, you know, kind of like, oh, my gosh, look what I'm doing to myself. So what we resist persists in our life. Okay, bottom line. And if we're saying, I refuse to worry, I will not worry, I am going to be on sitting on a rock, cross-legged, going, and I refuse to worry, I am in peace all the time. Well, you know, you got worries. And so you're resisting those things. And it's like you're holding your arms out all the time, pushing back worry. You know, eventually your arms get really tired, your back starts to hurt, your headache comes. You know, you've got to drop those arms, and that worry hits you. It hits you like a rock, and you're down for the count for a day or 2 weeks or a month or whatever, because you've resisted for so long. So rather than resist something that's natural for us and is even a positive if we use it wisely, which is the worry and the stress, we allow it by our own design to come into our life. So I created this, you know, stress, worry smarter worksheet. And with it comes, in this package, comes music to worry by. So you can create your own. You don't need the music to worry by. I just thought it'd be kind of fun to have some more music to worry by while we're doing this process. But it's about 6 minutes process that you on purpose and by design allow the worry to come to you, through you, and out of you. So you listen to the music and you go through this two-page worksheet that then helps you process the worry, where it's coming from, how it's affecting you, and what you can do about it. And then by the time I have guinea pigs, anytime I do something, I guinea pig it on people, and I've been guinea pigging it on some of my clients, and the feedback has been remarkable, just remarkable, that it has really released that worry. They end up laughing, and which, of course, creates a huge stress-less system within our body or trigger within our body, and it just works. It's simple, 6 minutes, but it works. So it's kind of cool. So ask me, what do you have about that?
Well, and I think that line where you said when you've got, you're processing worry in you, through you, and out of you, is that what you said?
I think so.
I think something like that. I thought, well, at least, yeah, you're processing it and getting it out. And, mm-hmm. you know, some of that process, and if you do it in 6 minutes. And so going through this worry process and having music to worry by lightens it up a little bit just by the nature of having, whoever heard of music to worry by, but okay, let's have music to worry by and go through the process and come out the other side and go, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and just feeling better and going, oh, okay. But another, a side product, a byproduct of this process that I wasn't even thinking about that's starting to occur with the clients that are using this is that they're starting to see patterns. They're seeing their worry patterns. They're seeing their worry triggers. On this worksheet, you know, there's a time for a date, and it talks about the triggers. And so they're able, it asks them which emotion, which feeling is triggered when this trigger happens. So the trigger triggers this. So what is that? And so they're starting to see a pattern of what's going on. And so once you start seeing the patterns in your life, you get to go, oh, I get it. So when I don't eat breakfast, I am much more likely to be triggered by my boss or by whatever, and it makes me feel this particular way. Oh, so if I just do my stress-less, you know, tip here and eat protein for breakfast, I can armor myself first thing in the morning. Maybe they're seeing that their trigger is happening right around their menstrual cycle. Then they can give themselves some slack. It's like, you know what? My hormones going crazy. It's okay. It's okay. I realize I'm going to be a little testy. I can walk in the door and go, people, I'm going to be testy today. Just warning, warning, warning. And kind of create that environment around themselves. But knowing the pattern is pretty cool.
Yes. And once you discover the pattern, awareness leads to choice, and once you become aware of it, then you can take action to make changes in it.
And you don't feel like such a victim to it. You don't feel like you're a puppet, everyone else's puppet. You're able to see what's going on so that you can, you know, wrap yourself in that emotional bubble wrap, as I like to call it, and move through those scenarios. And you can practice in this worry worksheet. You're able to practice how you're going to handle those situations if they come to you again. So, you know, practice makes, you know, perfect, they say, or perfect practice makes perfect. So the more you practice, even if it's in the mirror with your best friend or with a coach or whatever, you can begin to feel more confident in your ability to react, and you just don't feel like you're a victim to everybody and not everybody's out to get you, which is important.
Right, and practicing gives you that moment of recognizing, oh, this worked really well, this not so much, and you can tweak and twist and discover and grow and change, and it's awesome that we can do that. And your point about shifting the thought process or the mindset of being a victim to worry, to learning to control worry and anxiety, to make choices about how long it lasts, how you make some response choices, and then can move through to a different perspective or a different mindset is huge.
Yeah. Yes, and, you know, another thing with the patterns is you can start to see how addicted you are to your worrying. I've got a client right now who's, since I've created this, she's used the worry worksheet, you know, 7 times a day. And my question to her, I had my coaching call with her today, actually. And I said, well, who would you be if you didn't worry? She's like, I don't know. You're supposed to worry. Aren't you supposed to worry about people? Isn't that how you show them that you love them? And it's like, okay, got it. Okay, so what's a different way that you can show people that you love them? And she's like, oh, gosh, I didn't think about that. And so it opens up new possibilities because she thought that her worry, which they knew nothing about, you know, they didn't know she was staying up all night worrying about things for them, but it was affecting her health and her weight and all this other stuff. So now she gets to show them in a different way, in a way that's healthier for her, that she loves them, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, because, again, things that we learn by our interpretation of what we see as we're growing up, and if someone in her life who loved them worried, sometimes we connect dots that really are not connected.
Mm-hmm.
But we make those connections and those assumptions because that's what our perception, experience, et cetera, tells us, and we form that thought pattern. So until we can look at it and discover what it is. And you know what? It may have served us when we were younger is another possibility that doesn't serve us when we're older. That's also important. So this piece is huge in terms of learning to stress less. So what are some other things you can do? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that worry is also inherited, not as in genetically, but from our environmentally. It's inherited. So if your parents were worrywarts, then you will have a higher likelihood of being a worrywart as well because it's environmentally implanted with you. And so worry really is a habit. We have a trigger. And the neural pathway in our brain goes, oh, worry. And so the worry goes down this neural pathway, and we do that over and over again until it's really, really ingrained into our brain. And the cool thing is with any habit, it can be changed. Those new neural pathways can be changed. So you were asking the questions. I'll segue into the last question. You know, what are some of the ways that you can change that? Well, one is through an NLP technique or a hypnosis audio or a hypnosis session with a certified hypnotist. And one of the things that I added in this bundle was a stressless, it's actually called blow away stress guided hypnosis. Well, the guided hypnosis is actually a hypnosis technique and an NLP technique combined, so that the NLP technique that I provide to people in the audio is something that they can take with them when they're not in hypnosis. So it's actually a technique where if you're in the boardroom, if you're standing in a long line, if you're driving your car, you can do this technique to reduce your stress in that moment wherever you are. So using hypnosis, NLP, meditation, those types of things are really, really, really powerful ways to get that habit switched quicker. Some other... Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No, go ahead. No, there's just a train whistle in the background, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if they can hear that or not. No, go ahead.
I heard something. I was like, that's kind of strange. You know, oh my gosh, one of the most powerful things, aside from the quick recovery that hypnosis and NLP can provide, but one of the quickest things that you can do to reduce stress in your body is to move your body. Because when you change your physicality, you change the emotional response that you're having. So you have something that's stressing you out. One of the ways that you can change the physicality of your body is to change the way that you're breathing. You know, you mentioned earlier, when we're stressed, we're not breathing deeply. You know, we tend to have very, very shallow, high in the chest, almost just below the neck types of breathing. So we end up being just unable to really function because our body is lacking oxygen. And when we're stressed, oxygen is a very handy thing to have in our body. So on purpose, stopping, taking that really deep breath in, but more importantly, taking a really, really long push-out breath out is going to make a really big difference because it changes your physical state. So, you know, breathing in for 5, holding it, and then breathing out for maybe a count of 7 or 10, and just really getting all of that oxygen out. Because a lot of times the reason that we hyperventilate isn't because we can't breathe in, it's because we forget to breathe out. And so being able to breathe out and correcting that, the levels between our oxygen and our carbon dioxide is really, really important. We forget to do that because we don't get taught how to breathe out. We get taught how to breathe in. So that's one of the ways in which we can change our physicality. Another one is to walk away. You know, go take a walk. If you're in a board meeting, there's nothing wrong. I need to take a break. You know, I need to go to the bathroom. You know, nature's calling, something like that. I have been in really, really high-stress boardrooms. My corporate, and you can go, oh, you know what? It's getting really tight in here. I think everybody needs to go get a drink, and then we'll come back, and the mood changes. It's different. So getting up and walking is another really cool way.
Absolutely. And even if you just do it for yourself, if you're not the one who can actually do it for the people in the room, if you're not running the meeting or are uncomfortable asking for the break, just speak up that you need one. Because
yeah,
it actually does make a difference when you get your blood moving and the oxygen moving, and you can get rid of processing some of that stress. And walking to the restroom, even if you don't need to use it, that action of walking and using your arms when you're walking is cross laterals, which helps the two sides of your brain communicate better. That's another plus. So absolutely, just that.
Run your hands under the cold water. Yeah. Yeah.
So others, so we've talked about the worry process that you have. What else is in this great stress-less bundle that you just released? We talked about the worry process, the blow-away stress. What else did you put in there?
Well, I had two of the most amazing interviews with two women who had dealt with depression and anxiety in their own life. And because of their own insistence on learning why they were feeling the way they were feeling, they now help others feel better too. So one of the audios that I have created or have bundled into this stress-less bundle is an interview that I did with a girl. Her name is Emily Francis. She's a PhD, and she was anxiety-filled every single day. You know, a lot of us get anxious if we're going to get on an airplane or if we have to talk in public or, you know, something like that. We'll get anxious, but she lived with anxiety every single day, 24 hours a day. So she talks about how that anxiety affected her life, how all the different things that she tried to do. I mean, this girl tried to do everything. She went to a shaman. She did yoga. She's actually a yoga instructor as well, meditation. She did acupuncture. She did quantum healing biofeedback. She did energetic extraction. She went to counseling by many, many different psychiatrists. She did all these types of things to try to feel better. And at one point, she made her psychiatrist cry because her fears were so intense. And the way she was able to verbalize and speak about her fears to the psychiatrist scared the psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist she cried and she left the room. And she came back and said, "I can't help you." Because her level of fear and the anxiety that it created was so big. So Emily takes us through her story, and then she takes us through how she was able to heal her anxiety and things that we can all do, whether our levels of anxiety are just situational, you know, getting on the plane, talking in front of people, or if they're more chronic than that. So that audio is there, and it's just a spectacular audio. And another audio that was just really, really special was with Roxanne Renee. And Roxanne Renee, on the outside, like all superwomen, she had it all. You know, a wonderful husband, a wonderful home. She had a huge group of friends and family. She had a career that she absolutely loved and adored and was glad to go to every day. She got pregnant and she had twins. And then she spiraled down into a four-year battle with depression. And it wasn't just depression with the blahs or the baby blahs. She was in a very major clinical depression. And she tried to kill herself multiple times. She was hospitalized for weeks at a time up until they kicked her out because her insurance finally, you know, said no more. She was planning her death on the night that she knew that she was going to be released from the hospital when a miracle happened in her life and she was able to break free and then start researching to understand why she was held so captive by that depression and what was going on. And in that interview, she gives us tips and suggestions and understanding on how to break through depression in our own life. Again, it doesn't have to be this suicidal depression. It could just be the winter blues, the baby blues, the time of the month blues, but the techniques and the strategies that she gives in this call applies for all of those. So that's really, really special as well. So then we have the Worry Smarter with the music to worry by. We have the Blow Away Stress Hypnosis. And then I have a book that I wrote called Unlock Your Metabolism, and it takes us through all the systems in our body that sabotage our metabolism. And as we've talked about, our stress levels sabotage our metabolism and our weight significantly. So I pulled out that chapter, that module of my Unlock Your Metabolism book, and added it to this bundle too, so that you can see the depth of what goes on inside of our body when we're stressed out chronically. And there's lots and lots and lots of suggestions on how to correct it. So that's the bundle.
Wow. So there are a lot of different tools and strategies around dealing with both the physical reactions, dealing with your non-conscious or subconscious mind and the behavior patterns and thought patterns that we've developed, and the worry process. And wow, there's something else that was really unique that you did with this, with it, to help people deal with their stress around it's the holidays and we've got all these gifts to buy and we've got budgets and maybe we're working, maybe we're not. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you put this out there when you released it?
Well, you know, I was putting it together, and then it comes down to the question, well, what do you price it at? And I thought, you know, with so many people that have come to me and said, oh, Lynette, I would love to work with you. You know, I've talked to so-and-so, and they worked with you, and their life is so much different, and I want to work with you, but I can't afford it. I thought, you know, I'm going to give a gift this year, and that's the gift of choosing your own price. So the way that I was able to structure it was there's a donate button, because that's the only thing I could call it through the system, the payment system, and you get to choose your own price. If you can only afford a dollar for this entire package, then you pay a dollar. If you want to pay $100 for the package, you can pay $100 for the package. From my side, I don't care. I want to give this gift and allow people at whatever, wherever they are, to be able to accept it and to bring it into their life in a way that is not stressful to them, especially this time of year. So, yeah, I did that. I was like, okay.
And that's awesome. So that, you know, if you can pay what you think it's worth to you, or you know what, if you pay a dollar now and later you want to donate more, I'm betting that Lynette will say thank you. And and to share the feedback, let her know what works for you. Let her know what changes for you, because, again, her passion is helping people to be in their best health, to live and enjoy their best life every day of their life. So give her the feedback on the material that you use and whether you give it as a gift to yourself, which absolutely is fine. That's another belief and behavior pattern we get into about making sure we give to everyone else and we forget about ourselves. Self-care is very important. That's another topic altogether. But a lot of times when we're stressed, the first thing that goes is self-care. So make this a point of self-care for you. Or if you know someone in your life who struggles with stress, chronic stress, high stress, you know, give them the gift of a stress-less experience in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lynette, when it comes to, again, living with stress, because we all have it.
Mm-hmm.
What are some choices we can make around food that would help us in terms of managing stress?
Well, one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves to help manage our stress is to eat a source of protein, about 3 ounces of it for your breakfast and your lunch at least. Because what protein meals do is they help, they help reduce the blood sugar lows that we get. Plus, they boost our production of norepinephrine, which is a hormone that helps the brain cope with external stressors. So having protein at breakfast, 3 ounces, and protein at lunch helps us with that morning stressor and the afternoon and evening stressors as well. Now, with unlocking metabolism, especially when people find out that they're very protein, they're very protein-based, then I would want them to eat protein with every meal. But for everyone, if you can add some protein in your morning meal and your midday meal, then that's going to make a great big, huge difference. Another thing that you can do to armor yourself physically against stress is to drink lots of water. You know, can't talk enough about how important water is to our bodies, and start eliminating the caffeine and the other chemicals from our bodies. So by increasing our amount of water that we drink, we automatically start decreasing, adding all of those chemicals, and which cause then our body to react in certain ways. Other things are eating lots of fruits and vegetables. We are undernourished as a society. We eat a lot, but we don't eat nutrients. So if you're not eating the fruits and vegetables, then you need to be supplementing well and making sure that you're getting the vitamins and the nutrients and the minerals and the magnesiums and all of those things that our body needs to be able to function and get all of our cells to work appropriately, especially with our oils. We eat a lot of fat, but we don't eat the right type of fats. So having olive oil, having flaxseed oil, having coconut oil. Oh, my gosh, coconut oil is amazing. So about two tablespoons, that's all it takes, 2 tablespoons of those oils every single day makes serotonin in your body, which promotes peace, happiness, and well-being. So having that. Different teas, ginger tea, or eating ginger. I love ginger. So having ginger tea, adding that as if you don't want to just drink water, add some tea bags to it. Hot or cold, doesn't matter. And, you know, if you don't like the taste of that, add some stevia. That'll help as well. So having the fruits and vegetables, getting the nutrients in your body so your body can actually respond well to what's going on inside of your brain. Coconut. I wanted to tell you, too. Did you know that your body can also respond to the smell of coconut? If you think about going to the beach and you're slathering on oil and stuff, it's almost always, or even sunscreen, it's almost always a coconut smell. And then you feel really relaxed and you're just so happy. Well, they're figuring out that it's not just because you're at the beach and in the sun, but it's because of the smell of the coconut, too. So they found that just smell, so even having some body lotion or some hand lotion or a candle that is a coconut smell is enough to relax your nervous system and calm you down. One of the studies showed that by smelling the coconut, it reduced your facial muscle tension by 20%, and another study found that it lowers your stress level hormone, that cortisol I've been talking about, by 24%. That's just smelling it. So it triggers.
Wow, there are no calories in that.
No calories in putting on hand lotion or smelling a coconut candle. So it triggers the limbic system, which is the brain area responsible for your mood and your memory. And so that's pretty darn cool. So those are just some simple things, just super, 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 super simple things that you can do. Now, another thing, we talked about meditation, but a lot of people are resisting meditation because they think, oh, I don't have 20 minutes to meditate. And then they think, oh, I'm supposed to walk for 20 minutes, and then I'm supposed to meditate for 20 minutes. It's 40 minutes every day I'm supposed to do all this stuff, and I can't do that. Well, what they don't understand is that you can meditate while you're walking. You don't have to be sitting in a corner on a pillow, you know, with your legs crossed, with your, you know, fingers touching your thumb. You don't have to be in that state. Now, that's ideal. That's wonderful. But you can meditate really anywhere that you are. So when you're walking, so you're getting your physical exercise, which is going to reduce your stress, and you can count your breath as you're walking, or you count your steps. You know, you count the number of steps. The reason that in meditation, they have you focus on the breath, is to simply give you something to focus on so your mind doesn't wander so much. It doesn't have to only be on the breath. It can be on your steps. So, you know, left, right, or count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But just doing that mental gymnastics, you know, that rhythm, it can be counting the trees. It can be looking at the clouds. But whatever you're doing while you're walking, you can meditate and lower your cortisol levels and get all that yummy, yummy good brain stuff going too. So those are just a few of the things. And in the chapter from the Unlock Your Metabolism book, there's bunches of other things that will, you know, they're super simple, like smelling a candle, that will make big, 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 big differences in your life.
Awesome. We are at about 45 minutes past the hour.
No way!
Oh my gosh, I'm so fly, isn't it? And there's so much more we can talk about. So I'm going to leave that to you. We can either wrap it now, because I believe we have an hour if we want to go another 15 minutes. But I will leave that to you, because I know there's so, so much more that people could learn from you in terms of stress and health. In terms of, you know, I like the wrinkle one too.
Yeah.
And one of my personal favorites is laughter and being able to find humor in our situations and at ourselves, and being able to have those strategies around breathing and about how to shift from your animal brain, limbic system, amygdala hijack, all of those labels for what happens when we get emotionally stressed, when we're feeling threat, and our body goes into survival mode, which means the blood flows in that part of the brain which is about surviving rather than part of our brain that focuses on rational reasoning and problem solving. Our attention is narrowed. Our visual field is narrowed. We want to really be, we're on high alert for additional threat, and all sorts of things are happening. So strategies around how to move through that so that we can spend a shorter amount of time in that emotionally hijacked state. So I'm going to leave it to you. Do you have some other tips and strategies you'd like to cover tonight?
Well, you know, I don't want to overload everyone because that can create stress too.
I think we have more stress, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that we've given everyone a lot of some basic kind of information that you can do. You know, the types of foods that you need to eat, protein, lots of water, you know, grab that ginger tea. Sage tea is another really good one. Coconut, you know, get those oils in so that your cells can be pliable in all of the oxygen and the H2O and all of that stuff that needs to cross that cell wall can do it easier. So getting those good oils inside your body, walking, exercise, laughing, dancing. You know, dancing is a great stress reduction technique. And, you know, the meditation again. So moving your body, going to the bathroom if you're in the boardroom and you need that break. The hypnosis that I was telling you about, whether it's through the hypnosis that I offer or wherever else that you can find it, you know, work with someone. But if you find that, you know, you want some additional tips and you want to pick up this bundle, you can come to my website, which is healingwithexperts.com. And this particular bundle is then at /stress-less. So it's healingwithexperts.com/stress-less. And anyone that's got a question, they can always come and just, you know, let me. You can email me at Lynette@healingwithexperts.com, and I'm happy to answer any questions that they had, or they can look me up on Facebook. I'm Lynette Patterson on Facebook, or Lynette Patter without the sun on Twitter. So ask away. I'm happy to help.
Well, and that was my closing question, of course, is how can people reach you if they want to learn more about what you do? I did put the website links for both healingwithexperts.com/stress-less and LynettePattersonCoaching.com. And now you know how to reach Lynette. And our challenge to you, as every week here on Spark, is to take action on at least one thing you heard. Because Lynette's right. We try to change too much at once.
it can create even more stress, and we throw up our hands in frustration and we stop. So find something that sounds workable, that sounds like you want to try it, and even if that action is going to Lynette's website, healingwithexperts.com, /stress-less, and ordering the stress-less bundle for yourself or for someone that you care about in your life. Any action that you take will actually help this experience, this listening that you've done, actually become learning and change in your life. So, Lynette, thank you so much for taking time to share success, and stress-less strategies with my listeners, especially at this hectic, busy season of the year with so many holidays and concerts and events and obligations, and to just have some time to laugh together and to help people to really enjoy life more because they stress less. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, you're so welcome. And let me interject. When you're doing these, you know, these small steps, these simple steps, take it lightly. You know, don't put so much pressure on yourself that, oh, this worked for Lynette, so it has to work for me. You know, test it. You know, if you go into life going, yeah, I'm going to try this, and don't feel the pressure. Oh, my gosh, this has to work, or there's something wrong with me if it doesn't. Just, you know, I'm going to test it. It's okay. And then if this doesn't work, I'll try the next thing. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to make things work, because guess what? It's going to create the opposite reaction. Just have fun with it.
More fun.
Yeah, more sabotage.
Right. I think that's a great point, is to look at this as a playful adventure and to enjoy and have fun with the process. Find a partner, a buddy to share it with. Whether, you know, you can create your own stress-less team to share the journey with and to share the joy with. So thank you again so much, Lynette, and we wish all of you a very happy holiday, whatever holiday you're celebrating. And before we leave, I do want to note that the interview that I had scheduled with author Linda Galindo on accountability and the 85% solution, we've had to reschedule that to January 4th. So if you marked your calendars, please change it to January 4th, and we'll have Linda with us. So thank you so much again, Lynette. Happy holidays to you and to all our listeners. Until next time, please take good care, stress less, and stay safe.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.